case number 10524, Gerald W. Cliver, northeast of Route 30, 190 feet southeast of Road 554. A special use exception to place a multi-sectional manufactured home that is more than 5 years old on less than 5 acres.
Name and address.
G.W. Cliver, 527 North Bradford Street, Seaford, Delaware, 19973.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
It is.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I have a double wide with an addition that I want to put on 2 acres of land. I have pictures here. May I offer them to you?
Yes, please. You can hand them.
There are two copies, each of these. They're on both sides. I took pictures from every angle possible so that you could see what it looks like. I have pictures of the neighboring homes in the within view of this house. Would help you know whether it fits in with what style is there. May I present these?
Yes, please.
All right. There's only one copy of these. Do you need the land plans?
We have.
Okay. All right. This house is the guy who, if you'll notice on the pictures where of the houses in the neighboring area, the one that has a double two-story house, that's Mr. Mitchell. He's the one that sold me the land. I have personally gone to each one of the neighbors and talked to them and showed them the pictures of the house that I want to put there.
Where's the dwelling located now?
It is in Berlin, Maryland.
You currently reside in this home there?
No, sir. I bought it from the people there. They died, and their children were selling it, and it has to be moved. And I bought it from them. As you'll notice, I added on there a picture of the inside, so you can see that it was being lived in and used. It's perfectly working. There's nothing wrong with it.
Will it be placed on a permanent foundation?
Yes, sir, it will. We'll have a concrete foundation around it. And it will, the Mr. Miguel something or another, I can't pronounce his last name, starts with a Q, is going to move it out there, and he has all, he knows exactly what Delaware wants and says he'll make it to Delaware's specs and put that foundation around it and everything. Already have the septic already in design and works and the well. So it's a bare piece of land is what it is. And so we're going to grow a home out there.
Okay. Very good.
Seems to be in character with the neighborhood.
Across the street is Ms. Marider's house, and you'll notice it's brick. The other day I was either fortunate or stupid, I don't know which, to get stuck in my yard. And she saw the wrecker and came over, and I was able to talk with her, and she's very happy with that. Well, unless she sent you a letter otherwise, but at least as far as I know, she was.
This home looks to be two-sectional.
It is, actually would be three because it is a double wide with an addition on it. The the addition is 12 by 24.
That'll be moved there as well?
Yes, sir. It's all the same, and it's all together, and it has exactly the same siding on it. So as you'll notice there, it matches very nicely. It has a new roof on it. And, of course, they'll have to you know, cut apart when they take it, but they'll repair it with the same shingles, and so it'll look new from... Mm-hmm. It's in good repair.
Any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McGabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Werber?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there any in favor? Okay, two in favor. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's one. Okay, sir, would you like to come up? So you'd sit down right up front here if you would like. You would need to come up, be sworn in, please. You need to be sworn in, sir.
Okay.
What's your name and address?
Ben Burris, 20807 Atlanta Road, Cedar, Delaware.
How do you spell your last name?
Burris, B-U-R-R-I-S.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. You're in opposition to this?
Well, this is the first that I've seen the sign out there, but I really I haven't talked to this gentleman. I'm the neighbor right next to Mr. Mitchell. Mm-hmm. I live back in the woods. I have a home there. And there are a number of pieces of property that are coming up for sale there. My concern is that we don't end up with a bunch of mobile homes all out here on... Because there's another piece of property right next to this piece of property that's for sale. And, of course, when one mobile home goes in, then that guy's going to come here and say, well, he put the mobile home in there, so I'd like to do the same. So what we can end up having out there is just right down the line a bunch of mobile homes or, you know, I guess they call them manufactured home because it's a double wide. But that would be my concern. I have... 25 acres of cleared land that borders right next to Mr. Mitchell's property.
Mr. Burris, if I may, let me address your concerns quickly. As long as you, in Sussex County, as long as you have, and I assume it's all agricultural residential, as long as you have 3/4 acre, you can put a double wide on that.
Okay. What I thought the law was is that it had to be under 5 years old.
Well, that's the question, is can he put, it has to be 5 years or newer. And he's asking to put one that's slightly older than 5 years.
Okay, how old is it?
Would you like to see it?
Sure.
Okay. And there's pictures on the back as well. It doesn't appear to be in disrepair or what have you.
No. I before I came here, I didn't know. I'm looking. Somebody wanted to put a trailer out there, just a single white trail. I had no idea.
Can't do that.
Probably because I was back in the woods. The gentleman never, never got up with me, and
I apologize.
And so I never. All I saw was a sign at the road,
sure.
And
so are you opposed to him putting that particular one?
It doesn't. This doesn't look bad.
Okay.
You know. And with a double wide like this in Delaware, you just have to have 3/4 acre. Is that correct?
It used to be that you had to have 5 acres or more.
That's what I thought.
To put a mobile home on a property.
Okay.
Because this board had gotten into the habit of approving mobile homes on less than 5 acres because of the need. Quite frankly, the county council changed the ordinance several years ago and changed that so that you could put a double-wide mobile home on 3/4 acre.
Okay. So, that's news to me. I knew the old law, but I didn't know about this law.
That's probably been
and,
5 years.
You know, probably had I seen this here, you know, knew what it was going on. All I'm looking at is a sign and somebody says they're putting a manufactured home,
sure.
You know, on the property, and I know there's other property there for sale, and I at some point will have property for sale. My concern is that it doesn't depreciate the value of my property and, you know, surrounding property.
So if If you're not opposed, that's the only question.
No, I don't think so. You know, this looks pretty good to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Hey, sir. Can we have that back, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Mr. Burroughs. I'm G.W. Clymer.
Good to meet you, sir.
There being no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the I don't see where this particular request is out of character with the neighborhood. Certainly newer than some of the mobiles there, and since a double wide is permitted on the property, I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,524.
Second. We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,524. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Motion carried, sir.